We continue on with our Royal Valley locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Just a couple games left in the regular season for the Panthers, and we'll certainly get into the sub-state standings next week. Talk about that a little bit more, but let's talk about, Coach, the last time out on Tuesday, a home tilt with a very solid Nemaha Central squad. Good game, 63-53. Thunder able to come out with that one. Just take us back to that one Tuesday night. What'd you see?
I just dug ourselves too big of a hole. And like you said, they're good. And they certainly present some challenges with their length and athleticism. And they got out to big lead early. And then we'd kind of crawl back a little bit and had it, you know, back to somewhat close at halftime. And then they did the same thing in the third quarter to kind of really get it away. But I was proud how our guys finished well. You know, they kind of pulled it together in the fourth quarter and did some nice things. And, you know, Nemaha kind of subbed down a little bit, but still did some positive things. So hopefully we can take some of that momentum from the fourth quarter and apply it tomorrow night at Hiawatha.
Yeah, playing at Hiawatha tomorrow night. And then the final game will be a non-league tilt Tuesday at home against Silver Lake. We'll talk about those in just a moment. You know, as we sit here, you know, the win-loss record might not be where you want it to be. It's certainly not where you would want it to be. But, you know, compared to December 1st, when that first game at Jackson Heights, you were able to get that season-opening win, to where we are now, seems like a long time ago. We're mid-February. This is the time you want to be playing your best basketball for sure. What would you say maybe is still a huge difference or an improvement that you've seen from your team throughout the growth of the season?
We're guarding better, and you know, we're shooting less threes. Early in the year, we were just jacking so many threes and made a lot against Heights that opener, and then thought we needed to shoot even more, you know, in the few after, and weren't shooting it well enough. So I think we're running better offense, and I think we're defending a little better. You know, we still have a long way to go with taking care of the basketball, specifically against pressure, and we have a long way to go with rebounding, specifically against length, but you know, I think in the half court we're defending a little better, and then I do like offensively. You know, we're still shooting not near high enough percentage, but I like the movement that we're creating and the looks that we're getting. We just need to make that next step to be able to knock them down.
Go to Hiawatha tomorrow night, second to last game of the regular season. You saw them back right after the break, January 5th, and you know, Hiawatha has certainly had some improvements this year. They're a near 500 squad after just four wins a year ago, but 70-49, you know, Hiawatha certainly put it on in that first meeting. What was kind of the big difference in the separation of that first matchup?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's them scoring 70. I mean, yeah, and they probably could have scored more, and then we played a lot of games like that throughout that kind of stretch in late December into early January. Before we kind of figured a few things out defensively, hopefully. But, yeah, just have to do a better job limiting their scoring. But they get it in transition. They play well in space. They've certainly got a couple shooters. It's definitely a challenge. But that's our biggest key. We know that we are not skilled offensively enough to score 60 or 70 points. So if the other team's scoring 60 or 70, we don't have a chance. We've got to hold teams in the 50s or even better, the 40s.
And you look at just how February is kind of playing out, you know, all the teams are kind of getting those makeup games in. You know, January was obviously kind of a struggle with the weather, pushing games, and a lot of teams, you know, kind of making things up now. And you just kind of look how your schedule breaks down here in the month of February, obviously playing a lot of games, not as much practice time. Do you feel like that's more of a positive or a negative as we're getting closer here to the sub-state tournament?
A negative as a coach, and I'm sure most coaches would agree, but you know, for the kids, it's like, hey, at the end of the day, they're not very many kids go out for basketball because they love practicing on a Wednesday night, right? They love playing games and competing, so they got a higher ratio of that, and it was certainly a kind of a wild, you know, winter stretch there. But the good news is for everybody, it was so widespread. There was no, you know, particular pocket that was more affected, you know, from winter weather than anywhere else. It was all of us. So definitely a unique year that I won't soon forget, but now we've made up all our games, right? We're kind of back to this week's a Tuesday, Friday, and we had back-to-back practices, you know, and that's the first one we've had in February. So all that stuff's done and over with now, and now it's just focusing on, hey, let's have two really good practices. We had a solid one yesterday. We'll hope for another good one today, and then hopefully we can, you know, go into that game prepared and with a plan and ready to execute.
Royal Valley at Hiawatha tomorrow night. Of course, you can view it on the Hiawatha channel, also broadcast on KNZA 103.9, and then Panthers will close out the regular season Tuesday at home against Silver Lake in a non-league game. Of course, those teams will be future league opponents. The Big East League coming up next year with the merge with the Big 7 and the Mid-East League. That is Chris Brown, the head coach of the Royal Valley boys basketball team. Again, it is brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you before the sub-state tournaments next week.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.